I would like to ask Bishop Chambers to come to the podium. He has a message for us.
Sponsored by various organizations and groups, and there are two groups that have been formed in the diocese, and the Diocese of the Holy Trinity is one of the sponsoring groups for this Congress. They have been incorporated in the state of California, and they have organized. I am the, as you know, the Episcopal visitor of the Diocese of Holy Trinity. I'm not their bishop in the sense that I have a jurisdiction, but I am their Episcopal and visitor and advisor, and have been privileged to do some sacramental acts within that diocese. The ecclesiastical authority of that diocese is the duly elected standing committee, and they have other committees that are functioning within that diocese, and they have organized, and they've had three sessions. As a matter of fact, the organizing session, and they've had a second synod, and they've also had, while we've been meeting here, a third synod. And at the meeting of that third synod last night, they did something very special and very concrete and very definite. And they've asked me, as Episcopal visitor, to make this announcement that they elected a bishop last night of the Diocese of Holy Trinity. I had never any aspirations of being a bishop, and as a matter of fact, I didn't recall when the election was going to take place, but I've been asked whether I had knew any reason why I could not possibly consider the episcopate. I said no, that I didn't know any moral or mental or spiritual reason, but I hadn't given a thought of it because I knew there couldn't hardly anyone within the diocese. But when I was, and I said I didn't think I was probably a fit candidate because I was already 57 years old. But then I was elected on the first ballot, and that was sort of seemed to me an act of God, a real act of God. I just could not refuse the election, and I'm thankful that I did not, because I had a magnificent 10 years as Bishop of Springfield. Now, last night, the bishop was elected on the first ballot, and that this is an act of God, and a duly convened synod of the Diocese of the Holy Trinity, and the election was almost unanimous. It was unanimous in the lay order. The diocese was fully represented, and a legitimate election has taken place. And Samuel Seabury is in our midst by the name of the Reverend James Moat, D.D.